We really appreciate the community as a whole for one, really taking into just putting into practice the advice that's been given from the medical community about social distancing, washing your hands, not touching your face. I mean, we are really seeing the curve start to flatten. In fact, the peak now in Kansas is being predicted a whole week earlier because of the efforts that we're doing. So we really appreciate that. We want to thank the community for the Lights of Hope. That was such a nice celebration for the team. I know the nursing staff and all the hospital staff felt so appreciated that night. We have had so many people make hand-sewn masks. Pilar and I are actually wearing them right now. So yes. If we sound muffled, it's because we have a mask on. We also want to thank our emergency management team from the county and regional levels. They have been able to provide so many things for us in that PPE, the personal protective equipment spectrum, from N95 masks to gowns. We've had individuals donate goggles. We've had people with 3D printers like the Fab Lab and John Deere really try to work on just alternative solutions, things that we haven't had to do before in healthcare because of the PPE shortage. And we feel truly, truly blessed and supported by the community.